From ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, Leon Compton.
Leon Lack is our guest this morning, Emeritus Professor at the School of Psychology, Flinders University in Adelaide. Leon, how important is a good mattress?
Well, strangely enough, there's been very little research on that. And so we just really have anecdotal reports from people. And certainly if you've got a more comfortable mattress that's firm but soft and allows support for your whole body rather than just lying on a flat board where you'll get discomfort after a period of time, then your sleep quality will probably be increased. Some people, and we still have a water bed, in fact.
Oh, really? That's old school, Leon.
Oh, that certainly is from the 1970s, but there are a lot of advantages of a waterbed. One is that it supports your body quite evenly across the whole surface, so it's a little bit more comfortable. But the other advantage is the temperature regulation. I notice whenever I sleep in a different bed, I get very hot because the bed mattress tends to reflect your heat, whereas in a waterbed, it tends to absorb your heat and maintain your body temperature pretty evenly across the whole night.
Leon Lack is our guest this morning, and he's not just living out some 70s fantasy. He's in a waterbed, and he's an emeritus professor at the School of Psychology and at Flinders University in Adelaide, and he's a sleep expert, and he's busting out the waterbed. Leon, what treatments are available? Like, when you start going through the issues with people and trying to find, you know, first the low-hanging fruit to improve their sleep, where do you start?
Mm-hmm. Well, most people seek help for their insomnia with their general practitioner, a medical practitioner of some sort. And their tools of trade really are hypnotic drugs.
Mm.
And research shows that a very, very high percentage, 90-95% of people who get diagnosed with insomnia end up leaving the consultation with a prescription for a hypnotic drug. And that's an easy thing to do. It's quick, but it doesn't really address the causes of the sleeping problem. We know that there are behavioral therapies and what we call cognitive therapies that consistently improve sleep for people.
Like what sort of things? Can you throw some exercises at me that you do, some cognitive work that you do with people?
One is the idea about what to expect out of sleep and to take awakenings across the night, as long as they're relatively brief awakenings, you're back to sleep in 5 or 10 minutes, as not anything to worry about, but to accept as a part of the normal sleep pattern. And the science shows that that's exactly what happens without impairing you during the day. So that's a bit of the sort of cognitive therapy, giving people a different impression or expectation of what's going to happen to them and not to fear awakenings across the night.
And the other thing is, of course, we've got the issue of screens. And I know I'm guilty of this. I sort of have a cycle where I start by reading printed words on a page, then I move to the iPad, then I get a podcast going in my ears, and then I'll fall asleep with that still playing. How do you feel about people who like to listen to the radio or podcasts while they're drifting off to sleep and have their earbuds in through the night?
It's probably better to adopt a routine in which you are feeling pretty sleepy as you go to bed. A little bit of reading in dim light is fine, and as long as it doesn't go on too long, and you only read a couple of pages and you're ready, and then put the book down and fall asleep, and you fall asleep quickly after that. So that sort of routine is fine. That's not a problem. I wouldn't be exposed to any strong light intensity, however. So working on your computer or holding your mobile phone close to your face with that sort of whitish blue light is probably not going to help you in the long run. It'll tend to delay your body clock, and over time, it'll make it more and more difficult to get to sleep.
Our emeritus professor there and sleep expert. It's been lovely talking about sleep.